So I was actually on my way to work at the time. I got onto the Circle Line, Edgware Road, and not at Edgware Road, at Baker Street, and then made my way down because I was going to High Street, Kensington, and we got to go through Earl's sort of Edgware Road to Paddington, and then down to High Street, Kensington. And we left Edgware Road couple of seconds, minutes into the trip. Just after we'd left, there was an explosion. I was thrown around. I had glass in my hair. I broke a panel, dislocated shoulder, two broken ribs. I was after the explosion, there were flames coming down the side of the down the side of the actual carriages. At the time, no one really knew. And then when it came to a stop, there was screams and shouting and everything, like panic and confusion to what had happened. It was quite horrific, seeing the devastation and the mutilation of bodies and everything in that environment. Originally, when it went off, there's because of the loud bang, the flash, and everything like that. You immediately, well, my immediate thought was it was an electrical issue. Something had gone electric wise, because I mean, some of those tracks have some serious voltage that goes through it. So was it something like that? But then, with my experience and everything that I'd seen in the past, there's a unique odor that comes from explosives. My dad, amazing man, worked on the mines. I used to go down on the mines with my dad, and when they were using explosives there, and when I was in the military, I was around explosives and things that had blown up, and there's a unique smell that's given off. And I think from that, I would say it was probably a few minutes after that, I think I started to realize this wasn't an electrical issue. This was something more sinister. It does have an effect on your life, especially as we get closer to these days of remembrance. It plays a little bit more on your mind. But I mean, would be walking down the road and a police car will go past, and a fire engine, an ambulance, and it takes you straight back there. I don't think survivors of that situation ever leave it, if that makes sense. It's always there in the background. It's probably even harder for those that have lost loved ones. You have to remember 52 people were killed and murdered at that time, and there were 700 people that were injured. They're never forgotten, and that's the key thing. I want to make sure that we, as a society, or it's 20 years ago. Some people might have forgotten. Some people don't even know it actually even happened. It's 20 years on, but I'll always remember that day, and those people that are not with us.